So, Chris, I would like you to introduce yourself to my readers.
Sure, I'm Chris Reed from Ardor SEO.
And Chris has been in the SEO industry for a lot of time, and he's most commonly known as the coolest guy in the domain. And I would like you to know how Chris started off his career in link building and SEO.
Hey, Richard. Well, thanks very much for having me on your show. So the journey to where we are now certainly is a long one. It happened more by happenstance than by set design. I mean, so I'm a software engineer by trade, and I was working in the UK in London in finance, working for companies like Visa Europe and Euroclear, a big securities trading house, working on trading systems until the global financial crisis came and reared its evil head and destroyed the financial markets, and everyone lost their jobs. So I ended up going back to Australia, which is where I'm originally from. I started playing around building, wanting to learn some new tools. So I was learning web programming. I built this little online game, and just for a bit of fun, really, to learn some new software development skills. But as the game was getting to fruition, I thought, well, how am I going to get people to play it? And so I started learning a little bit about SEO, and I learned about backlinks and how vitally important they are. And anyway, rather than getting another job and working in a big corporate environment that I didn't much like, I kind of went backpacking for the next couple of years. And I traveled all around the world, Europe, Americas, Bahamas, a lot of different places. And so I started trying to make some money online myself, and I was doing it through SEO. And it came really abundantly clear to me how important backlinks are in SEO. And so I wrote some software to manage backlink development,
Okay.
originally for my own clients. But then I realized, well, everyone that does SEO needs backlinks, right? And
Yeah.
so then I started offering backlinks to other SEO companies, and that's really where we grew.
Okay, so you have been working in the SEO niche for years. You have been talking a lot about SEO, but and I, as far as I'm concerned, I have been focusing on content marketing, and I feel that SEO is now a lot more about content, user experience, and backlinks. Content marketing and backlinks is something that you also cover. So, how much do you feel that the content affects the SEO?
I mean, it's you got to take it with a grain of salt either way. Like, content is very important, but if no one's reading your content, it's also a waste of time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I heard a really good article from Neil Patel, and he used the old 80-20 rule. Like 20% of your time should be developing content, and 80% of your time should be getting that content read. Because if you're not getting links to your content, if you're not getting interaction with your content, then, well, what's the point of writing it, right?
Yeah. So backlinks are one of the most crucial search signals. They have been around for years and they are going to be there forever. So would you tell my readers why backlinks are important and how does Google gets a signal that this website is beneficial if it has a lot of backlinks?
So, I mean, just to be clear, a backlink is a link from one website to another, just the standard HTML links that you click on. And so the original co-founder of Google, Larry Page, he invented the PageRank algorithm. And he based it on when someone does their thesis and they write to do a PhD. If they reference other theses, well, then the thesis that has the most references must be the authority in that niche. And he figured, well, that must be the same with websites, right? Whoever's linking the most to websites, well, whatever website has the most links to it must be the authority in that niche.
Okay.
And, over the last decade or so, Google's really worked a lot on their algorithm to increase it. I mean, it used to be a lot more simple than it is today. And now niche specific means a lot more. So, like, if you're a plumber and you've got a link from a hardware shop, well, that's going to stand some credibility. If you've got a link from a baker, well, maybe not so much. If you've got a link from someone in your town, then that's going to have a lot more relevance than if you had a link from somewhere else. Like, you know, if you've got a company in the UK linking to a company in Australia, well, do they have as much relevance? Well, it's hard to say, but so that'll affect you differently, even on the different Google versions. So google.co.uk will show different results to google.com.au, even based on where the different links are coming from. Yeah.
Okay, so backlinks are important. I know. But what is the importance of anchor text by which someone is linking? For like, if someone is linking to you by a specific anchor text, is it good, is it bad, or what different does it make?
Yeah, so the best example of this is if you Google click here, you'll get Adobe, because they're Adobe Acrobat Reader. Because there is just an infinite amount of backlinks going to Adobe Acrobat Reader to download, click here. And so that's manipulated Google search results, which, you know, Google knows it's been an example that everyone has been using for years, that shows that if you have such anchor text, you will increase your rankings. But one thing to keep in mind is Google doesn't like people manipulating their rankings, so they are against the overuse of anchor text. So as much as it is important, I mean, if you're getting content out there, say you're writing an article about, you know, how to fix a toilet or whatever your niche is, you know, and you're getting it shared around, I wouldn't advise that you ask people to all link to your site with said anchor text. Just letting them come up with their own natural anchor text should be fine. You know, click here for this great article on XYZ, or even just the naked URL, which a naked URL is just the URL, or even your brand name. You know, they're the two most natural types of anchor text, with naked URL and branded. So just using those is generally enough to, you know, get that signal into Google.
Okay, so Chris, how does Google determine the quality of a web page? I mean, like, as a reader, as a human reader, we determine it by the design, the content, and similar things. But how does Google determine what a website is about and how awesome the website is, so that it can put it in the above spots of the search results?
Yeah, so I mean, Google is pretty smart. It's always trying to protect the end user, like, so the person searching, and make sure that they have the best user experience. Because, you know, if Google didn't show the best results, or you didn't have a good time using Google or finding the information you wanted, then, well, you'd start using different search engines. You know, you'd use Bing or Yahoo, or, you know, or just look through Facebook or whatever. So, you know, it's really important to them that they're always making sure their end users getting exactly what they're after. And so it's not always just about content. Yeah, sure, they want the most relevant content, but they want to make sure that your site's up. So if your website has some issues, server issues, that it's not always live, then that's going to cause some issues, because Google doesn't trust that the user will be able to get there, so they're not sure if they'll want to rank your site. If the page loads fast, you know, the faster a page loads, the happier their end user is. So that's into consideration. The way it's formatted for different devices, so, you know, like certainly mobile or tablets, it should be mobile responsive. But then the content itself, well, it does try and gauge of what sort of level of content it is. So you might expect different writing levels. I mean, so when you talk about writing levels, right, it's like, you can base on education levels, right? So like a high school level of reading, or a university level, or a PhD sort of level. And for different categories of content, that's going to be important. Not for every day, but certainly if you're looking for something medical, you know, then they're probably going to look to make sure that it's of a very high standard and high grade, right?
Yeah, okay. And how does the frequency or the rate at which a content is updated matter in the field of search engine optimization?
So Google does favor new content, because it wants to give the fresh information, right? Because, you know, if whatever's changed in whatever new niche, say you're a plumber and you've got this brand new toilet, well, that's new information, right? And people want to have that. So it will increase your rankings for that keyword for a limited time. It's more of like a test, right? So if you write a new article about whatever given topic and Google likes it and gets all the signals, it'll go up in the rankings. And if people are liking it, so if you get social signals, you know, if you get shares, if you get links, if people actually on Google are enjoying it. So one other thing that Google measures is your click-through rate. So how often people see your search result in the search engine result page, so the results, and how often they click on it. I mean, maybe your title tag's not very interesting, and so people won't click on yours, they click on the one next to it. And so then Google will prefer the one that got all the clicks. But also, inversely, if people are returning from your content back to Google and searching again or clicking on another result, well, that's a negative sign, right? So if they were searching for, you know, XYZ widget and went to your website, but then returned back to Google and then went to a competitor's website and stayed there, well, that's a sign to Google that, well, that content must be better about, you know, whatever the search phrase is. So it's very important that you have good quality content to make sure that it keeps your people there, and well, it is what they're after, right?
Yeah. So, you know, Chris, most of my audience is the bloggers who have just started up in the blogging field. Some of them are mediator bloggers and some are high level bloggers, but all of them need one thing in common. It is the backlinks they need. So I want you to recommend some tips through which one can build links for a fresh blog.
Yeah. So where are you getting links from a fresh blog? So, I mean, sharing links, finding outreach links is one thing that is very common. So you can go and contact people and go, would you link to my content? I've got this content that's about whatever subject. There's a really good method of finding so older content. So say someone wrote, you know, an article from 2014, you know, the best way to fix a flat tire. And, you know, it's 2016 now, and so we've got some brand new method. You know, there's some new device on the market, and, you know, there's a better way to fix flat tire. Well, you can write an article then that has all of the new stuff and the new information. Contact that person that's got on their website the link to the 2014 content and go, hey, so, I mean, that's a great link that you've got there, but maybe you'd like to share the most relevant information, you know, what's new in 2016. And so that's a really great way to, you know, get quality links.
Okay, so, you know, Chris, like, I know how beneficial SEO is and you know how beneficial is SEO, but I have been in this business for 3 years, you have been in this business for even longer, and we both have noticed the fact that people and businesses like to invest more in design part rather than the SEO part. So how do you propose the benefits of SEO to convince someone to invest in SEO rather than more in the design and less in SEO?
Yeah, it's funny, like, to conceptualize the importance of SEO can be very difficult. Like, often, and it surprises me how often that I'll see this even today, is people will search that their product name or their business name. So they'll get a new website, and people can spend a lot of money on websites, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. They can cost a lot of money. And then the business owner will go, well, look, I searched my business name or my product name and I rank just fine. And they think that's all you should do. And sure, it is good that you rank for your own name, you know, and hopefully all the reviews and Facebook and YouTube and all the stuff that comes up against your name all looks good too. But generally, a business is there or a product is there to solve a problem, right? And so people aren't generally, they don't know the solution. They're searching for the problem, right? So, you know, if you've got a headache, you're searching, well, how do I cure a headache? You're not going to search for paracetamol or something unless you know what that is, right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes business owners don't think like that. And well, how are the people that don't know your company or your product or your solution, how are they going to find you if they're going to search by a problem? So that's really where you should be looking.
Yeah, right. And for those who might not be aware, Chris is in this industry for years, and he's known by the nickname the coolest guy in the SEO domain due to his knowledge and passion about search engine optimization. To prove his coolness, he also decided to offer a gift for the listeners who took part in the BloggerCast, and I would like Chris to explain this further.
So, Ratchet, so, I mean, like, as I was saying earlier, like, we specialize in backlinks. Well, we certainly did. So we've been in the game 6-7 years now. And backlinks were our fundamentals. And so SEO companies are generally our customers, because they're the guys that need backlinks the most for their customers. And over the years, we got asked to do more and more things. So like, you know, if a customer gets great results, everyone's happy. If they didn't, then we'd start looking at it. Because generally, if you add links to a website, the rankings go up if everything is good with the website. If it's not, then there's an issue. And so we started doing audits and looking at websites of, you know, what's wrong with them, starting off at the start with very simple things like metadata and title tags. And over the years, we've built up a SEO team that is just does a phenomenal job at doing audits. So Google look at over 200 different elements of how to rank one website over another. And so we've got a 200-point audit that looks at every single one of those elements. And so it goes through your website and checks everything, you know, from how fast your speed is, you know, if it's optimized for mobile devices, you know, how your metadata looks, how your keywords placed, you know, what your content and site structures look like. And so what I'm offering to your listeners there, Richard, is one of our audits. And so this 200-point audit is a ton of work. You know, depending on the quality of the website, the audit will come out to about 60 to 80 pages worth of information that's all about your website. So it's, you know, to put together 60 or 80 pages of content for a website, you know, is significant work. And so we normally charge $1,997 for these audits. But, you know, as a gift to your listeners, I'd like to give away one of them for you guys.
Okay, so I will host a giveaway for this gift, and there would be some rules for the readers. Whoever participates and whoever wins the giveaway would get that audit. And I don't need to mention how beneficial the audit would be. Chris also explained how beneficial it is. I tried it, the audit. The audit is awesome. And below would be the links for the giveaway. I recommend to take part and ask your questions in the comment section below. I will be answering the questions. Chris will be there to answer your questions related to SEO. And you know, the more questions you send, the more you have the chances to get that content audit for your website. Okay, so Chris, it was a nice time talking with you. I learned a lot of things about SEO and business domination and a few things like that. So thanks for coming to the podcast, and I hope you had a great time.
Awesome, Ratchet. Well, thanks very much for having me, and I look forward to speaking with your listeners.